Our story today comes from the Good Samaritan and Other Parables, written by Tomi de Paola. When Jesus of Nazareth taught his disciples, he often spoke to them in simple stories called parables. The Lost Silver Piece. Once there was a woman who had 10 silver pieces, and she lost one of them. She lit her lamp, swept out her house, and looked for it in every corner. When she found it, she called all her friends and neighbors and said, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the silver piece that I lost." In the same way, there is joy among the angels of God over one sinner who repents. The Lost Sheep. There was a man who had 100 sheep. One day, one of the sheep became lost, so the man left the 99 sheep and went off to the wilderness to search for the missing one. When he found it, he carried the lamb home on his shoulders, rejoicing all the way. Then he called his neighbors to his house, saying, "Come and celebrate with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost." And in heaven there will be more joy over one sinner who has repented than 99 righteous people who have no need for repentance. The Prodigal Son. There was a man with 2 sons, and the younger one said to his father, "Father, I would like my share of the property. Will you give it to me?" So the father divided the estate between the 2 sons. Shortly after, the younger son turned his share into cash and went off into a distant land, where he soon spent it all in wild and reckless living. A severe famine came upon the land, and the young man was in desperate need. So he went and attached himself to a local landowner who sent him into the fields to tend pigs. The young man would have gladly eaten the husks that the pigs were eating, as no one gave him anything to eat. But suddenly he came to his senses. "My father has hired servants that have more than enough to eat, and here I am starving to death. I will go back home to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against God and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your paid servants.' So he started for home to his father's house. While he was still a ways off, his father saw him coming and was so happy that he ran to meet him. He threw his arms around his son and kissed him. The young man said, 'Father, I have sinned against God and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father called his servants and said, 'Quickly, fetch the best robe and put it on my son. Put rings on his fingers and shoes on his feet. Bring the fatted calf and kill it, for we will have a feast today. My son was dead and has come back to life. He was lost and is now found.' And the celebration began. Now the older son had been out in the fields, and as he came near the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing. He called to one of his servants and asked what was going on. The servant answered, 'Your brother has come home, and your father has killed the fatted calf because he is safe and sound. There is a celebration.' The older brother was angry and refused to go into the party. The father came out and pleaded with the young man to join the celebration. 'I have slaved for you all these years,' the older brother said. 'I have never disobeyed you, yet you have never even given me a baby goat for a feast with my friends. But my brother comes home after spending all his money on wild and reckless living, and you kill the fatted calf for him.' 'My son,' the father said, 'you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But how could we help but celebrate this happy day? For your brother was dead and is now alive. He was lost and now at last is found.'" It's hard to imagine the mind-bending, relentless, reckless love of God for every one of us. May we strive to love like that. Amen.